take life and live it. Take love and give it. Do what's right and you just can't go wrong. Take your time and share it. Take some heart and bear it. Take a chance before the chance is gone. Yeah, you only live once. No, it don't come back around. Might as well live it up. It sure beats living it down.
Yeah, the Chinese give their pigs and dogs AC. But the head of the EU unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen, she allows only the elite areas of Brussels buildings, like hers, 13th floor, literally, to have AC. Nobody else gets it. And they turn off the nuclear power plants, the coal plants, and everything else, and help blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Ha ha ha. How liberal, how loving, how trendy. Continuing, France bans drinking alcohol in public to counter brutal heat wave. Thousands have died in Europe of the heat wave, hundreds in France alone. 40 have drowned, plus just swimming. European feudalism. Ursula chills on the 13th floor while her peasants boil below. Equal before the heat, not in Brussels. EU forcibly cut off air conditioning for standard employees due to extreme weather, but leaves it running for Ursula von der Leyen on the 13th floor. Not only are they trying to restrict air conditioning and ban it, they are just not letting you have enough power to run it. In some kind of feudalism, traumatized EU staffers told Politico as temperatures inside soared. It's some kind of feudalism, staffers told Politico. This isn't Politico sounding like me. Absolute austerity, total tyranny. A nice graphic was made of her up there in her nice freezing offices while everybody else boils down in hell below. Let them eat cake, says Marie Antoinette 2.0. So there you have it, folks. And that, my friends, is the rest of the story. All right, I've done pretty good in 3 hours. I've covered 8 stacks. Now, here's the problem. I want to take your calls. And I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 other huge stories, very important, all interconnected. I'm going to intersperse at least 3 more of these big, important things. And then I'll shoot some special reports today to get to the rest. I mean, I've got to hit it. Oh, the Islam dive, what they did over the weekend, announcing that they rule the planet all, and in conjunction around the world. Unbelievable. But I want to get into the demoralization of America on its 250th anniversary, what the corporate media is saying. It's pretty important. Also want to get to, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time to do that, but this particular report, I'm going to go to calls first to get a lot of those down off the board. And then Chris, and then Chase Hughes, I've seen a lot of, very smart guy, he knows what he's talking about across the board, a former military chief who specializes in behavior profiling, interrogation, and human intelligence operations, gets into how they're controlling us using our normal social system to make us comport with society, how they're using that and being afraid of rejection to control us. He's dead on, and I can tell you how I just short-circuit that and completely ignore it. And that's really the main hallmark of leadership, knowing what's right and then not caring what people think. That's leadership. And in the end, you can then override the sheep programming and Stockholm syndrome that people have. I mean, I could talk for 5 hours on what he said, but it's very important. It's dead on, and it's what they're using now more than ever. And it's how social media creates these fake interactions where you feel like you have an extended family, you feel like you have a tribe, a group. Most of what you're talking to is bots or people comporting with the algorithm to get attention. And so it creates a synthetic system that gets us all killed. So that's coming up. But first, your phone calls. Will, Nico, Andre, Justin, Robert, and many others. Back in 60 seconds. Remember the power you have in the InfoWar. Share the feeds at Real Alex Jones now and on Rumble. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. That coordinate of free. Let me announce the kickoff of the summer sale. This is going to run for 2 weeks, and different items for only 3 days will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue. You've heard about methylene blue. Ours is medical grade. Buy one, get one free. Another big deal on Tri-Iodine, the best, cleanest iodine. Take action now. The start of summer sale kickoff is now live. And look at this. Nice black hat. High quality. With a nice leather patch made in the USA, just classy. And that's from Dickie. Really proud of that. And look at this bad boy. I designed this bad boy, or the concept. 1776 Redneck Deluxe. I mean, that is good stuff with the two crossed musket rifles. That is a good looking, good old boy right there. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. Get it all now at thealexjonesstore.com and stick your finger right in New World Order's all CNI and say, screw you, globalists. We're keeping Alex Jones on the air.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm live. Harrison Smith back 3 to 6. And we intend to bring on more shows, more hosts, new studio, all of it. But it takes funds and support, and we're getting it in. Not a big extra boon crop, but enough. And enough is enough. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the coordinates to get incredible products and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide as our 250th anniversary approaches. We got big news on that. Now they're trying to break our will. And why I am celebrating the 250th anniversary. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Will in California says the answer to 2026 is 1789. That's when we finally got the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That's really when the country launched. But you could also say July 4th was the kickoff. But it took us a while to get together and get it all done. I agree with your statement. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. Yeah, maybe it's 1789 France. I think we remember what happened.
Oh, then. The guillotine. You want a French Revolution.
Well, no, I just a revolution of some kind. Maybe we should update that. But when government acts against the will of its people, you've obviously got animosity and eventually some form of revolution. And it's now the taxpaying American citizens versus the elite globalist class. And the disconnect is absolutely incredible. And it feels like Trump is bubble wrapped in a White House playpen with a Zenith TV locked onto Fox News and a tablet connected to Truth Social conducting foreign policy. You know, we've gone from a Christian country to a Zionist country. And since when do we condone killing peace negotiators and journalists or bombing critical infrastructure in middle schools, hospitals and universities, etc.? This isn't the America I grew up in.
I hear you, and that's why we're fighting to not have Israel merge our military and intelligence and strip that from the NDAA 2027. That's why we are putting pressure on Trump to not be Israel first, but be U.S. first. I think the things that Israel's up to are well known, and I don't want China, the EU, Hollywood, BlackRock, or Israel running us. So what do we do about it? I'm trying my best to expose it and tell, you know, people in Congress that we shouldn't have AIPAC running the show.
Well, you know, we need to fully utilize our God-given gift here, the internet, because we all know there's a lot of conspiracy theories, but there's also the truth. We need to find some common ground, come together, fight the donors' total control over our leadership, and take over by the masses, just like they did in 1789. The disconnect is too way too distant. We need to connect. We need to find common ground.
That's what we're doing. Thanks for the call, Will. I would just say that Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and George Washington were against the French Revolution. It was Adam Weishaupt, the Illuminati, seeing people pissed off at royalty. They wanted to replace it with basically a technocracy or proto-communism, the Jacobins. And then they killed the elite, and they started killing everybody else. They wanted to end the family, overthrow God. I don't know if the French model is what I would be promoting, cutting everybody's heads off. That always gets out of control. I want a velvet revolution of intellectual understanding and withdrawing our consent from the system through civil disobedience and building our own systems. Nico in California on the Israel-Iran war. Guys, how many days are we in? Can we put that up? Trump keeps always saying it's over, it's done, the deal's done. I say, no, it's not. Iran holds the cards of Strait of Hormuz, proven right. Now he's ready to totally annihilate Iran again. Go ahead, Nico.
Alex, VIP member, love you, brother.
Love you.
Okay, so you got the Iran-Israel thing going on, but also you have the Ukraine and Russia war. So the big banks want the war to go on in Russia. They got to ignite that. Is there any chance that Netanyahu is working with the big banks to ensure that Trump cannot negotiate a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine?
There's not a chance. It's absolutely guaranteed that BlackRock, a year into the war, 3.5 years ago, officially took over with a, quote, Marshall Plan with corporate and governmental money. It's now over $500 billion of U.S. and EU money to launder around half of it out. Zelensky had said that a year ago. It's actually true. And then they plan, after it's all destroyed one way or another, to then infuse the EU with trillions in the, quote, new Marshall Plan for Europe. They're reinstituting the draft across Europe, including of women. Gearing up for that, BlackRock is very happy that Netanyahu drug us into this war because that derails the global recovery that Trump was trying to do and causes global inflation and fertilizer to be cut off. And that gets into John Kerry's admitted plan to cut, quote, half the food production or, quote, people will starve. He said that a couple times 2 years ago. A slaughter of a nation, EU plans to exclude Ukrainians of military age from asylum protections. So Muslims and anybody else can come to Europe, get everything free. But if you're running from the war and a man, you've got to stay in the war in Ukraine. That's literal slavery. Germany's preparing conscription. The EU, 25 countries, what, 10 have brought back conscription? This is serious.
Right on. Thank you, brother. Vaseline Blue, get it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, here's the article. It's at alexjoneslive.com. Slaughter of a nation. EU plans to exclude Ukrainians of military age from asylum protections. EU plans to bar military age Ukrainians from new. Yeah, let's put that other article up real quick, please. The one you just had in digital. Thank you. EU plans to bar military-age Ukrainians from new temporary protections. Yep, so everybody else can come here, but if you're actually trying to flee a war, sorry, you can't. Unbelievable. Thanks. Anything else, Andre? Or Andre's up next. Caller hung up. Andre in New Jersey. Andre, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's awesome to see that you've transitioned over to Rumble and I listen as much as I can every day. What I want to talk about is we've got a ton of these presidents. We've got even Obama, who is, if you go, there's a website out there called the Dunham House, because he's Barry Dunham at birth. And if you look through there, there's a presidential genealogy that shows that he is part of this bloodline. In addition to that, in 2007, when he was running as president-elect, somebody in Cheney's family wrote a book that had genealogical studies in it and showed that Cheney and Obama were like sixth or seventh cousins. I have the CBS Morning video that they did. Immediately, they went over to George W. Bush and showed that Bush was also related to Cheney, which means that Bush is.
Yeah, let me just back you up. It turns out basically all U.S. presidents have been related except Trump. Did you notice that?
I'm not like sure about that.
I'm not defending there. Trump. I remember those articles. Let's see if I'm right from memory. And who knows the articles right? I'm going to type in most U.S. presidents are related. There's a bunch of articles on that. And then also Trump only president, not related to other presidents. Because Obama's like heavily related. That's something you said is key. Go ahead.
Well, on Janai.com, there's this other website, this other genealogical site. It showed that he and Hillary were like 25th or 26th cousins or whatever. But at that point, when you're talking about that type of relation.
Yeah, when you're talking about 26th cousin, I don't count that.
Right. So we're talking.
But when you've got like 5 or 6 great-great-grandparents and stuff, now you're talking. I mean, I've looked at genealogy of presidents. I mean, I forget all the details, but I mean, they're like a breed of dog or something. They're like super related, most of them.
Right. And they're direct descendants like Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks. Anyway. This is a very powerful bloodline. They're related to the royal family. That's why whenever there's a baby born or a royal wedding, it's always this big thing, because we're basically being ruled over by one, important bloodline. Another thing I want to point out is in like 2023, there's a couple guys that do this show called True News, and they started talking about Israel. I believe this was right after the October 7th thing. And they started going through some of this stuff where Zelensky was saying that Ukraine was going to become Big Israel or the Heavenly Israel Project. And they broke this down in like an hour. They broke it down how Putin was working with this guy, this billionaire named Igor Berkut, and that they were planning to have some level of transference into your eastern Ukraine, which was ancient Khazaria, which kind of goes in tune with one of your guys that you had on a Saturday, where he was talking about like Israel was going to be sacrificed on some level.
Yeah, that's Michael Yon, and I totally agree with all that. They are saying that, I mean, the symbol of Ukraine, that like pitchfork thing, is the ancient Khazarian symbol. They did convert to Judaism. They didn't want to convert to Islam or Christianity, so they converted to that. And that's where you get the Eastern Europeans coming into Judaism and then into Poland and then into Russia. That's all true. That's all real. And then you've also got Argentina. So Israel's creating escape hatches in Ukraine and in Argentina. And strangely enough, Stalin looked at making part of Ukraine a new Israel, or an area north of Georgia, but he didn't do it. And then there's official maps, you know, Moscow Times, all this stuff from the 50s. So that definitely has been going on. And you do have the rabbis and people saying, some of them, that's going to be the new Israel. It's very, very interesting. Thanks for the call, Andre. All right, Justin in Ohio. Justin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Thanks for taking my call. It's the 250th year. And I've had so many ancestors because I recently started looking up my ancestry. And I have so many ancestors that fought in every single war there is. And if you look at America today with the tax slavery that we actually live in, it's beyond every single past person that's ever died for any war is rolling over in their grave. If ancestry is right, supposedly George Washington is my 7th great granduncle. And what these elites have done to this country is disheartening. It's just disgusting.
Well, if you read the newspaper articles, I forget who wrote the book. I've seen a bunch of books, but I got a book like 20 years ago. A listener sent me. It was a big old thick book. It's somewhere around here. And it was just so many thousands of books. They just pile up and full of storage. But it had a bunch of newspaper clippings in it from like 1897 and stuff. And it was the bankers saying, like the New York Times. Go ahead. I'll talk after you go.
Oh, that was someone else on the radio. My bad. I'm sitting on a well pad. I've worked hard my whole life, and to see how much money the government steals off of us when it's literally just fake money anyhow. They do it to control the population.
That's right. None of the income tax goes around the country.
And most of the people in this country are just so, I don't know if they're stupid from all the poisons they're putting in our food or dumbing everyone down, but
they're distracted, they're dumbed down. Most of them were given formulas, so they've got small brains. They're also, a lot of people are selfish. They don't think they can do anything. They just kind of blob around. Not everybody, but a big percentage just really don't have any destiny, don't have any will, don't have any survival instinct. And they're being slowly killed.
is federal. They think it's a government entity. That's how dumb some of these people are. It's like, I just don't get it. I mean, I'm the biggest patriot.
Sure, Robert, you wanted to get into global heat wave scam. I you know, the truth is the Earth's not hotter than it was 30 years ago. They've been caught in Europe, in the U.S., in the U.K., putting thermometers on tarmacs on the concrete or asphalt so they can show higher numbers. Or they'll claim they've got thermometers where they don't exist, all to lie to people. That's what they're doing.
It's just, it's crazy. Thank you for everything that you've done for getting out the truth. I've listened to you for the longest time and tried to call in many times. Thank you for taking my call. I love this country. People need to break the chains of this debt slavery. And I don't think any other way but a violent revolution. I just don't see how any other way has ever worked.
Well, you know what Kennedy said, those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Thanks for the call. Now, getting back to backing you up, they're 100% none of the income tax ever went to fund the government. And when they created it in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Act, it was supposed to just be the richest 1%. Of course, they basically exempt themselves. It's the same scam. You're dead on. But they always tell you it's a record heat wave. It's not a record heat wave. It's not true. I remember doing two-a-days when they had to cancel the afternoon ones in, like, you know, 1990, 1989, and it was 114 degrees in Dallas. And we had a thermometer on the porch, and it said that. It wasn't the news saying it. They were saying it, too. It hadn't been 114 in Texas since I was 14 years old. And I remember it didn't rain all summer, and there were giant cracks all over the grass at the parks. And I lived on a golf course, and they couldn't get enough water for it. And the greens were dying, and there were just big black cracks in the ground. I mean, it was just, like, horrible. And then the next year was super hot, too. I remember, like, 89, 90, 91. You can look up those years. And, I mean, it was just flame broiled. And now in Austin, they're like, it's record heat for June. Bull crap. It's been cool compared to when I would come visit my grandparents when I was a kid down here. I mean, this is like, I call it Indian winter. It's like an Indian summer. I mean, it is nice, man. Cool at night, you name it. People are like, oh, it's humid. Oh God, it's 95. And they go, but the heat index is 110. Oh my goodness, it's record heat. No, it isn't. And I remember reading like books written by Wyatt Earp and stuff about Tombstone, Arizona when it was 125. And they go, oh, Tucson's 120, the hottest it's ever been. Phoenix. No, it's not. I read books Mark Twain wrote where he was going to the desert out there, and, you know, it's 125. But that's how they do it. Remember, the ocean was supposed to rise. We're all supposed to be flooded by 2017. And again, they always point cameras at the glaciers in the summer. And the glaciers always are collapsing, and big pieces break off and float around. Sometimes they float thousands of miles. You'll have a huge piece, you know, 5 miles around will break off. And then the winter comes. You look at satellites of Antarctica and the Arctic, and this is what they do. In the winter, they get bigger, and in the summer, they get smaller. That's why you only need Russian icebreakers up there. They got the best, nuclear-powered, in the what? The winter. And I know audience is like, yeah, we tell us 2 plus 2 plus 4. There are a bunch of people who don't know this, folks. I see it on TV still all the time or in bookstores. It'll say, oh, the climate crisis is still getting worse. And it's always a polar bear up on a piece of ice. Polar bears declining. Polar bears. Because of global warming. There's 5 times the polar bears there were in the 1950s. Look it up. They got them in Northern Europe, too. They're just running around like cockroaches. There's so many of them, they're coming down south into regular areas that they normally weren't because there's so many of them. I know most of you know this. I'm sorry to, like, and 1 plus 1 equals 2. And did you know? It's not true. I remember I was at Port Aransas. This is one example. I shot video of it. We got to find that. Yeah, they'll show an old dying one and say, look, he's starving to death. And I walk in the pizza place there, and they had the elementary students hang their environmental class stuff up. So it was like hundreds of these pictures of a polar bear. It's a drawing on ice about to die. And it's like, Jenny, I'm sorry you died. I'm sorry I killed you. And you're supposed to write something about, I'm sorry I killed the polar bear. It's mass torture of the children. Thank you, Robert. My phone system says this meeting will automatically end in 3 minutes, 47 seconds. And I think it's going to shut the computer down. So I don't know what that means. But let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go ahead and talk to Virginia. Oh, that's what's happening. I've been talking to one caller and saying the next caller is the wrong person because this is a new phone system and I'm so used to the old one. I'm sorry. I'm kind of stupid. So I haven't talked to Robert yet about global heat wave. I was talking to the wrong caller. I apologize to the last caller. And I'm like addressing him as Robert. Now, you wanted to call about the global heat wave. So I'm already covered what this guy's calling in about. I'm sorry, folks. There's a lot going on around here. Robert is now here in New Jersey about the global heat wave. Sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
That's okay, Alex. I thought you might have been confused. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I love you, man. You are the tip of the spear. And to the audience, we all have to buy your products because they work, and that's how we're supporting you. I'm a veteran. I was in 04 in Iraq, and I didn't wake up until I was about 2011. 9/11 was an inside job. You told everybody months before in August, right? What, it was July, June, and to build on the other callers, full spectrum dominance, like you tell everybody, it's all about control. They control everything, and they're desperate these days. We could see it. Trump was duped. He was duped by the Zionist Israel into doing this, and now I think he kind of is trying to get his way again and trying to right the ship.
And yeah, I'm not defending Trump. I'm saying what I really believe from all my sources and evidence and talking to Trump as well, particularly Tucker Carlson is 100% for real. Shannon Joy, I think, was really smart, but she's like, oh, Trump fake fights with Netanyahu. No, he doesn't. Tucker's been in the room where he's screaming at him. Others have. He likes Israel. He likes his Jewish workers. Trump likes Jews. And he likes Israel and doesn't like the Iranian leadership. He genuinely believes what he's saying. They genuinely said they're getting a nuke, which I think's already happened. But Trump got tricked into this. Israel knew they weren't going to fall probably for a year or so. And so they wanted to suck us in. But I can tell people, that's why I said get on Trump's ass. People say, oh, just leave him alone. It's a lost cause. No. Have you noticed when we get on his ass, we can move him back?
Right.
Sorry, exactly. Go ahead. I'm going to hold you over because you have a lot to say. But talk for a minute. We'll go to break. I'll come back to you.
Yeah, I mean, to build on everybody else, you know, we all know that it's all about control, the matrix. That's what it's all about. These guys are, like everybody else says, the bloodlines, thousands of years, goes back to Rome. These guys have everything locked down, full spectrum dominance. Anything you can say, the guy's talking about taxes. Yeah, we put so much money into taxes. It doesn't even put a dent into the interest. They know what they're doing. They have it all on lockdown. And yeah, they're probably, you know, some sort of reptilian alien intelligence. These guys are demons. They're literal infected.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and others. But the globalists believe they are channeling off-world and interdimensional creatures. That's what they do at Skull and Bones. It's what all these, they don't make jokes about it. I can tell you, I've talked to some high-level people. And I'm like, no, you're dead on about all that. Talked to top generals. They agree with me. Former head of the army, you name it. I mean, yeah, absolutely, folks. Don't make jokes about it. It is serious. These look, people take DMT and the aliens give them all this information. They're not aliens, folks. They're demons. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it, even if you've got well water runoff. It's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, theallshowstore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel anytime, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I got 9 lives, cat's eyes, and they gotta catch me if they want me to die. Back in black. Gotta catch me if they want me to hang. Leading the pack. All right, we're back. Robert in New Jersey making some good points. Go ahead.
Yeah, also look up Michael Aquino. He was a high-level general. You probably know about him.
Colonel Michael Aquino, mind control, yep. Admitted Satanist.
Yep, heavily involved. Number two, if If the sea levels were rising, then why are insurance companies still insuring everybody?
It hasn't risen one inch.
Yeah, not one inch. The sun rises and it goes down. That's climate change. And another thing, so what they're doing is they're speeding up. They're trying to control it and and then snap the cage shut. But if we just stick together like we are, and putting the word out, and the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast like you do. It's the tip of the spear.
I agree with what you said. They're losing. They're desperate. They're scared.
Yep. Peaceful noncompliance. If we get to a point where they try to snap that cage shut, and we all say no, then what are they
well, they already tried it. They already tried it under COVID. Then they admit, oh, we need your trust back. Trust us. Sorry. Never coming
right.
back.
That was a huge, huge thing. So many people woke up from that alone, more than 9/11, I would
backfired,
say.
Backfired, far. Way bigger than 9/11. 9/11 was a huge wake-up, but that was even bigger.
Right. A lot of people
and now Trump that. Covering up Epstein for the Democrats, that's a huge right. wake-up. I mean, all this is just, you know, incredible.
Right. People see Israel now, too, for who they are. They're genocidal maniacs.
Oh, it's massive. Gallup shows Israel's the most unpopular country on earth. And then we're like, just stop it. I don't want to destroy Israel. They're like, oh, you're anti-Semitic. It only pisses people off to do that.
And that's the thing. We have to distinguish the Zionists from Jews, because there's a lot of Jews that don't even understand this stuff, probably.
Oh, but there's a lot of people that don't understand it, period. And again, Israel is making itself the main issue.
Yeah.
And it's just stupid. Right. Thanks for the call. Yeah, if you go to X or anywhere, there's time lapses of photos taken. You know, they're composite because they didn't have time lapses, you know, the Statue of Liberty 100-something years ago. But it shows photos of Statue of Liberty from out in the bay. And you see it at high tide. It's the exact same spot, exact same spot, exact same spot. And it just shows it from all the photos. It doesn't, you know, tides come in and out. Sometimes there's floods. Sometimes there's hurricanes. It happens. But no, I mean, it's a fact. It's not true. It's not true. All the day after tomorrow, all that crap. All right, Virginia and North Carolina on the boomers. You're on the air, Virginia.
Hey, Alex, just a plug. Methylene Blue, Survival Shield, and Covon Colostrum. Great products. I recommend them highly. Please buy them and support Alex Jones. Yes, Alex, I am a boomer. I am 71 years old, and I know you talk a lot about boomers and how stupid and how zombie we are. That is absolutely false. We are not zombies. We're not stupid. We absolutely do not follow everything. I personally don't like when you're lumping everybody together, okay, because that's not right. That's not fair. I am a very conservative person, so is my husband, and we stand up against our government. And we don't go out there and vote foolishly. We make sure that when we vote for somebody, we know exactly where they stand on certain things. So that kind of just gets my goat, because unless you're talking about the people with the purple hair and the 60 people who took drugs and LSD, yeah, I came from that crowd. They're crazy. They're nuts. There's not a lot of us like that. We stand up to our government because it says, and I know for all my life, the government has been so corrupt. And if we do not stand up, if the righteous people don't stand up against the government, then we are done for.
All right, let me stop you because I want to be very clear, Virginia, and if I haven't been clear, I apologize. I always preface not all the boomers. A lot of them are great. My parents are awesome. They're boomers. It was boomers helped wake me up. And it was the World War II generation before that. Statistically, the only group that's still pro-war, the only group that still, you know, is boomers in general, are voting more establishment. But I would say 40% of boomers or so are more awake than I am and are awesome people. And it's very fashionable to attack boomers online and to say they're all idiots. I respect the boomers. I mean, look, I'm honest about statistics. Gen Alpha and Gen Z have very low IQs on average, don't know how to interact with people, are on their phones all day, are seriously screwed up. Does that mean there aren't some amazing Gen Alpha and Gen Z and millennials and Gen X? My generation has its own issues. I'm talking about statistically, I mean, it was boomers voted overwhelmingly against Thomas Massie. Everybody under 50 voted overwhelmingly 30+% for Massie. We're talking about statistics, not about you, beautiful.
Okay, I thank you for clarifying that. I am definitely not for war. We are against the war, obviously. And as far as the boomers voting against Thomas Massie, there is so much disinformation out there that unfortunately the boomers get stuck in a loop, and you have to do your own research. You have to get out there and you have to know what the heck is going on. Because if you just take what's going on with the mainstream media, what whoever, then you're going to be caught up in a loop, and that's not good. Now, do I agree with everything Trump does? No, absolutely not. I'm from New York. I know him from New York. I don't know him personally, but I know from New York how he was. So do I trust everything he does? No. Do I think that possibility that he is like better than the Democrats? Yes, absolutely. Because I don't know where this country is going, but we're going to hell in a doggone handbasket.
I agree. Trump's driving us over the cliff at 25 miles an hour. They're driving it over at 100 miles an hour. And he's still doing a lot of great stuff. And I don't just think it's good cop, bad cop. Part of that's that. It's the complexity. It's the bureaucracy. It's all of it. Thanks for the call. Now, I'm going to go to more calls. Pat, Nick, Daniel, and Mark. That's all the time we have calls time for. Sorry to any other callers, but that's what I'm going to have time to get to, because I got to hit a couple final things before I go to your calls. So let's do this. Now, I've seen this guy for a few years since he started going out, speaking out publicly on podcasts, and everything he's talked about, I thought, has been really in-depth, thought-provoking, and dead on from my own deep research. And so I want to play a clip of him on the Sean Ryan show that just hit yesterday. Chase Hughes is a former military chief who specializes in behavior profiling, interrogation, and human intelligence operations. He now develops tactics for government agencies and businesses in enhanced persuasion and people reading skills. Chase is also a best-selling author of The Ellipse Manual and Phrase 7. Chase now teaches advanced behavioral skills to law firms, businesses, and the general public. The courses range from violence prevention and interrogation to extreme influence and people reading. He's a full-time author and resides in Virginia Beach with his family. IMDb's in a documentary about Chase Hughes. Okay, I want to get him on the show. But here he is on Sean Ryan, and when I started hearing it, like, oh, you're going to tell me about tribal stuff. Like, we've heard this before. But he actually goes deeper into it, and there's a lot I wanted to basically comment and riff off of he's saying here. But also, I instinctively done what I've done in 32 years on air. And I understood that I'm going against the mainstream corporate dogma. I'm going against a lie. But as the globalism unfolds, as people see that I was right, my credibility will go up. My job as a leader, real leadership, is doing the right thing, even though it can be hard for you and maybe even get you killed or put in prison. That is true selfless leadership for the species. And it's always been that selflessness that has helped us survive and thrive and get out of stagnancy. But they use our peer pressure. They use our fear of rejection, which is hardwired into us. That's why dogs are our best friend. They're very similar in their pack. You know, I was over at a buddy's house at a barbecue. The dog got up on the table and stole a hamburger patty. And he'd already given Daphne, Sean Johnson, a hamburger patty. And he yelled at his poodle. It's an awesome poodle, standard poodle, swimming around with the pool. And he said, "Get her bad, go in the house." And she like went in the house and went away. And we went in later and patted her on the head, told her she was all right. She'd come back outside. But the point is, that's a very social animal, because in a dog pack or wolf pack, you do that too long, the other wolves will just kill you, okay? And if you get kicked out of a tribe, the average band, 150 size, 130 size, you're dead. It's like in a lion pride, you know, unless you're the dominant male, you're out there on your own. But the very dominant one, he gets to share his genetics with the females. So it's survival of the fittest. But the point you didn't really get into here, because it's a complex situation, he only had a few minutes, that, you know, I haven't seen the whole podcast, I'm sure he got into it, is that we now have people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, whatever, Asian, that are breeding with other people that in the normal survival of the fittest system would not breed. And we're also letting criminals out of jail, mentally ill people are allowed to run wild, and then they're just breeding with each other, and you see the IQ plunging. The globalists are greasing the skins with poison, the food and water, the social stuff. People are also interacting with social media and making all these constant, you can only make a few thousand real decisions a day when you're still cognizant. That's why you're better in the morning and midday and everything. You can also take a break and reset. And this is averages here. Some people can just keep going and going. But your decision-making skills as you get old, longer in the day get worse and worse. That's why most CEOs, successful people, make most of their decisions in the morning and then implement those in the late morning, early afternoon, and then kind of have other wargaming sessions and things, you know, later in the day. And then, you know, after 5 or 6 o'clock, go out and have some social fun, unless you're Elon Musk, who just plows forward pretty much constantly. So I consciously have known this for about 10 years about myself, but only because I retrospectively analyze and psychoanalyze myself, that I can think of the larger compendium of the human family and the fact that our species went through such incredible struggles, that I'm a fan of humanity and our ultimate destiny created by God, that I can extend that and actually love everyone, care about everyone who either is unconscious or conscious, who is trying to do good or who is unconscious and not doing good. But those that are consciously evil against humanity, I can not even hate them, but realize that they are a threat that has got to be dealt with. And so I don't care if there's 10,000 articles, a lot more than that, saying I'm Satan. I don't care if there's 10,000 programs and 100 movies attacking me. That means I'm attacking the evil. That means I'm over the target. That means I'm getting the flak. But so as a leader, I have to internalize that as an internal quest or narrative or mission, and then fully commit to that mission and still look at the criticism and things to see if any of it's accurate. But when I know it's inaccurate, take it as a positive. And that's what true leadership is not caring what the mob thinks, not caring what the propagandists say, not caring about being demonized or punished, because you know it's for the greater good. Now, you're not like Spock, sacrifice yourself for the greater good. You individually decide to do it. What's better for the individual will end up collectively be better for the whole group. But you as an individual can decide to put yourself in very dangerous predicaments of stress and danger to carry out the mission, because you will not survive as a body politic and individually if you don't save the tribe itself. And I'll use the analogy that's happened in the real world. It's in a lot of movies because it's exciting. They reacted. You know, you're in a ship. It turns over in a hurricane. There's 100 passengers. You know, they're caught up, you know, in it. The water level's rising. The ship is starting to sink. Everybody is in the engine room. It's upside down. You can't find welding material. You can't find a hatch. There's no hatch at the bottom. You can't get out. And you talk to somebody from the ship and say, okay, give me the blueprints. What's the quickest way out of here? Okay, well, if you swim 50 yards this way and 10 yards that way and go, you know, down through this area, there's a main balcony area. You should be able to swim out, you know, through that stairwell and get out. That's about 150 yards. Who's the best swimmer who can do this? Who wants to go with me? And there are cases where guys get ready and then they commit, and it's happened hundreds of times on record. They get out of the son of a bitch, and you just focus, you zen out, you get the control you need. It's not like skin diving where the blood pressurizes, you can stay down under longer. You know, you're not in deep water. Your blood's not pressurized. You know, you got about 2 minutes here. Okay. And your whole family's going to die if you can't get out and go to the outside hatch, because those hatches don't go from the inside outside on the bottom of the side. It's usually on the outside inside. So you've got to save everybody. You're going to have to risk your life to do this, but you're all going to die if you don't do it. So you might as well gamble to save yourself and everyone else. You're just going to pass out from, you know, lack of oxygen. They're going to slowly die as the water comes up and kills them. So you just will it. I'm doing it, and it's going down. And that's what I have done. And it's not like it's even hard. Once you do that, it's like the Niles Barkley song about, man, I love the time I went crazy. Everything got so big and there was an echo. And now that I've, by increment, done this more and more, it is so freeing. I could be naked with having tomatoes thrown at me. I could be drawn and quartered in front of 10 million people with horses tearing my guts out and people pissing on me. And I'd know I was right and I was the victor. And then you're outside their control. Let's go ahead and play a clip of what this guy had to say. It's very important. Here it is.
Whoever's behind a lot of this stuff, I think they're getting old, and I think there's some narcissism there that's causing them to want this process to happen faster so it happens during their lifetime.
What do you mean, what happens?
Whatever desired end state that these people, which I can't predict, and I my theories would just be wild conjecture, but it's very obvious that we're being engineered to have this tribalistic us versus them mentality and all of these other things that are just built, just baked into everything. We can go as deep as you want to go on that.
I would love to go as deep as you can. I've wanted to talk about this for a long time. Okay. So
let me start out just by introducing you to an ancestor of ours. They live in these tribal, almost nomadic tribes. And the average tribe 100,000 years ago, we believe, was 120 people or so, 150, 120 people. So pretty small social network, right? So you know everybody's names. You're familiar with everybody's behavioral habits and things like that. And there's a few things that kind of govern your life. And keep in mind that our brains haven't changed. The human brain itself has not evolved one more wrinkle since then. So it's an identical brain to 100,000 years ago.
Has it devolved?
There's no proof of that either.
Okay.
And that wouldn't, they would be measuring interior skull volume and things like that. So over the course of time, your ancestors, if they piss someone off in the tribe and they get judged by a lot of people in the tribe, they do something silly and they get some kind of judgment, they get excommunicated, they get exiled and kicked out of the tribe. This meant death. Like, A, they're not going to have food and support anymore, water, all this other stuff that's very important to life. But B, they can't have sex anymore. They're not attractive to a mate anymore. And now their genes die. So now it's not just death. For me, it's a full death of my genetic bloodline. It's massive. And we hear people all the time say, well, this public speaking is the number one fear of people. But speaking is never what people are afraid of. It's the judgment, the potential for judgment. Somebody's going to judge me. I'm going to get laughed at. I'm going to get kicked off the stage or something like that. That is hardwired into our nervous system. And it's inside of the lower part of our brain. And if I can target the non-human part of the brain, this mammalian mammal brain inside of our brain, that governs your whole life. It's the thing that keeps your heart beating. It's the thing that if you say, I'm going to hold my breath until I die, the reason that you can't is that part of your brain's in charge. It's either going to make you breathe or knock your ass out, you know. So this social fear, being afraid of what other people are going to think of me, became weaponized, hardcore weaponized, just in the last 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
With social media coming out, our brains are wired to handle 120 people. And then social media becomes this placebo of connection.
What do you mean our brains are wired to handle 120 people? Does that mean we can, I think the Wall Street Journal just put something out very similar to this a couple days ago, saying that the human mind can only basically effectively handle 150 different relationships with people.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's forge, foster, and maintain. Can I forge a relationship, foster a new relationship with someone, and then maintain it? So we're limited to about 150. And social media comes on the scene. Somehow, that's triggering our need a little bit. It's fulfilling some need. It's like a placebo of social connection. And what happens, like, we have this city where there's a million people in a city, and your brain can't handle more than 150. What do? We go into apathy. We go into absolute apathy. And this is where you get things like psychologists studying something called the bystander effect. Somebody's in public, they get stabbed or robbed or something. If there's lots of people around, people don't say anything and they don't do anything because it's a diffusion of responsibility, and we care less and less and less every day. People are talking about, like, all the stuff going on in Ukraine or whatever, but, like, there's murders four blocks from your house.
Mm-hmm.
and people being murdered. So we have an apathy for people that are around us once the tribe gets above a certain number. And what social media is doing, and I'm not here to stand on a box and demonize social media. That's not, and I don't think anyone that created social media is not setting out to do this. But what social media is doing with this placebo effect is it's tricking our brains into feeling a little sense of connection, but we're confusing attention for connection.
Interesting.
And the second part of this is anybody watching the show right now on their iPad or whatever would agree that we are in a loneliness epidemic, the whole world. And we're more connected than ever. But we are in this loneliness epidemic because what we're getting is a placebo of social connection from social media, from all these apps and stuff like that. So back to this tribe, there are four things that we we went into in the audio series that you did with Ironclad. Mm-hmm. And this spells out the word fate because it is our fate. And this is focus, authority, tribe, and emotion. If I can hack your focus.
All right. So I'm going to try to get him on the show to get more into that. Everybody has their own template at looking at this, but that's dead on. Past placebo, it's more of a prosthesis. It's like porn, I have said, is like having a blow-up doll that you say is your girlfriend or your wife. No, it's not a real person. You're not going to have kids with it. It's not going to take care of you when you're sick. It's not going to look at sunsets with you. That's why, you know, I'm sure I've seen porn like porn, but the real thing, I'm not into porn because the real thing's there, okay? Now, if you're locked on in a bunker somewhere, I guess, that'd be, whatever. Or if you're in prison, like half the dudes end up screwing dudes. That's not going to be me if I was in prison. Knock on wood, I want to be in prison. But I disagree. It came out. They had whistleblowers inside Facebook and others saying, we know we're destroying relationships. We know we're making people depressed. We know we're making them addicted like a drug. It's just like somebody trying to give kids, heroin or speed or something. They're giving you the first few hits free to get you addicted. That's all this is about. You could say Elon's letting X be free for a while to map out all the people, through their Fig and Olive initiative or all the rest of that stuff I'll be getting to later. But you've got to understand, they've given up on humanity. The globalists see us as trash. They just see it as easy to dumb us down, get rid of most of us. That decision's been made. This is all conscious. It's all predatory. Undermine the family. Break down chivalry. Never have children go through the rites of passage that Carl Jung talks about that are so critical to unlock the instincts. That's what this is all about, is arrested development jellyfish. And you got to stand against it. Now, I have all my lay terms from this, just street smarts, understanding it, genetic code. But I can tell you right now, we're not getting out of this caring what the group politic and a bunch of followers think. You got to be leaders, pick your issues, do the right thing, and then people will click to that, the ones that count, and join you in the quest and augment it, add more info, and we get even better information, and we deviate a little bit on our path, sometimes a lot when we're wrong. Admitting you're wrong is important. Studying history, getting out and doing basic things, getting out in nature, farming, all that unlocks potential. All that triggers your real instincts and your true will. Praying to God, opening up a connection to God, asking God to lead God and direct you. This is the real deal. Harrison Smith set to take over. Please share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. You can also go to the AJN live feed on X to find Harrison's show, The War Room, at the letters AJN for Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live, right up there in the corner. God bless you all. Please support us. The very best Patriot apparel, very best supplements. Buy one methylene, buy one colostrum, get one free bovine colostrum right now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for the support.
A back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone after 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker.
And darker.
And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she was showing me at the restaurant. You've seen it. It's coming in brown. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com. Even on colostrum now, 2 months. And we have the very best at thealexjonesstore.com, and I'm serious. So, Mom, you got to listen. The products are amazing.
Well, this one, like I said, I don't do testimonials. There's a lot of good products, but this is the first one that I can go, whoa, it really.
You put that on.
Tell us what happened.
I have been on the colostrum for about 2 or 3 months, and a back problem that I've had since Alex was born is almost completely gone. After 50, however many years. And my hair is much thicker than it has been. And I have good hair anyway, but it's much thicker. And this is brand new.
Turn darker. Ask ChatGPT what it's known to do. Upper respiratory tract infections and symptoms reduction. Attenuation of exercise-induced immune suppression. Antiviral and antibacterial effects. Stopping leaky gut. Support for gastrointestinal disorders, which is the whole body. Enhanced recovery and reduced inflammation. Metabolic health, wound healing, and tissue repair. It is bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free at theellenshowstore.com, and it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.